This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
November is already here. Wow. Did fall fly by? We're almost into the chilly months. And speaking of scary, I got to say this right at the top. For all of you who played our fun little Nail the Score game, we do it on Wednesdays. Pick the game of the week in the NFL. We take a break from complaining about what else is happening in our world, business, politically speaking, or any otherwise. And in that one segment, I picked the game of the week again, like I said, and you just have to throw out a number and pick the team. We came oh so close. There were some that picked the Cowboys, like Sharon in Maine had Dallas winning at 24-17. The final score was 20-16 over the Minnesota Vikings. How about that? So it was scary to see how well Cooper Rush, the backup to Dak Prescott, played, and that made for a sensational close to Halloween, not for the people in Minnesota, but for the people in Dallas and for the Cowboy fans. Enough about football. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you, whether you're joining us for the first time or you've been here many, many, many times before. There is a lot to complain about, especially if you're flying. It is like travel hell. It is, no joke. American Airlines canceled 2,000-plus flights over the weekend. And we just had the crippling effects a few weeks ago. It was like, maybe 3 weeks ago it was when Southwest, and I got caught in that melee, when Southwest canceled thousands of flights. And now American. Here's what the problem is. There's a massive labor shortage, and there's a big problem for the holidays. Pilots, pilots, pilots. I mean, they call it razor-thin staffing, meaning we have no room, right? You know, Dak Prescott has a backup, but there is no backup to these pilots at American or Southwest. Well, that's why they're scraping these flights and, you know, scraping get by. And also, whenever there's weather, that just adds to it. So the airlines have been caught off guard by, I think, the amount of people that are traveling. And they have to staff up. But is it really likely to happen when the traffic picks up for the holidays? I would be very, very concerned. The dominoes are about to tip in the wrong direction. I mean, one little thing that happens with the weather ends up just knocking over so many flights, right? And there are people that don't believe that. They think, well, that's ridiculous. But you know how flights originate in one place and then they end up in another place, and then sometimes they go back and forth. So there's a lot of juggling that goes on. American is hiring pilots and flight attendants and support staff to prepare for the passengers, but they're really, really stuck. And this is what we're seeing with other airlines as well. So there were people that were doing everything they could do to try to get back to where they were coming from or where they were going, whether it was figuring out how to get to another airport and maybe drive, maybe take an Uber, maybe take a Lyft. Seriously, I mean, it is crazy. So if you're traveling, pack your patience and make sure you have a plan B, C, D, and maybe even an E plan, because as the flights fall, you may think your flight's fine. Then you get there and you have what happened to me. It's too late in the day and a lot of the other flights are already taken and even on other airlines, and you have no way to get back to wherever it is you're going, and you're stuck for maybe a day or two staying in the same place and trying to figure out how you can possibly get your travel back on track. All right, speaking of back on track, or not, what's happening on the Hill is pretty interesting, but isn't it always? So the president is part of that whole G20 summit, and he's wrapping up his time there, and he's trying to convince some of the people that he's met with, because he is the face of the U.S., like it or not. Some people like it, some people don't. But he is the face of the U.S., and he's the face of climate change, because that's what his big push is. He's got $900 billion planned for renewable energy, and Congress will vote next week. On supply chains, he's trying to make the ports run better for workers. He's building an economy with pay raises. On diplomacies, do the world leaders trust him or not? He's saying he can't fix everything in one fell swoop. He held a news conference on Sunday. He spelled out his belief that all politics is personal, and that what progress was achieved came from direct interactions with other leaders in the last couple of days, saying more significant progress and more has to be done, but it's happening. We have to focus on not what on Russia's doing, what China is not doing, what Saudi Arabia is not doing. We have to focus on all kinds of other things. So there were new steps that he unveiled to streamline supply chains, to address the bottlenecks that were crushing the global economy. It is happening now as we try to recover from the pandemic. One of them is, we already know, is keeping the Los Angeles port open 24/7. I mean, I see the problems with the supply chains. I don't know if you're seeing it or not. Just go shopping. Go and try to get things that you think are pretty fairly easy to find, and I bet you they won't be on the shelves. That's what I've seen lately in the last couple of days. And other people have told me kind of the same thing. So this is a big point of economic and political pain, certainly for this president, but certainly for a lot of other people, as these delays are contributing to problems that they're having economically with their companies and to inflation. And it could put a big damper on holiday shopping. That's not an exaggeration. That's pretty true. So Republican lawmakers are saying the threat of inflation, then you couple that with the supply chain, and this is not good at all, because you got a couple of months, and then we're at the end of 2021, and we bounce into 2022, and what is that going to look like, right? What's that going to look like? And to me, this is the biggest thing that we're dealing with. And it's happening in your backyard, and it's happening in my backyard, because I guarantee whether you live in a rural area, I say this all the time, suburban, perhaps you're smack dab in a city and you're listening to me right now, guarantee that there are people, if you're not seeing the problems, there are people around you, they're absolutely feeling it, absolutely feeling it. All right, it is also D-Day for vaccinations in New York City. New York City begging for volunteer firefighters from Long Island and upstate New York, because close to one-third of the FDNY staff is unvaccinated ahead of this November 1st deadline. 26 firehouses closed. Can you imagine? Think of our biggest city and think of 26 firehouses closing. That is so many places that would be unprotected. That, yes, there are other fire crews, but they are that much further away. We continue next.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Moment. Boy, there's a ton of them. Plus, your thoughts as we'll go to the mailbag. Remember, 24/7, whatever you're thinking, whatever's on your mind, what's buzzing in your area. Maybe there's something I'm not aware of that's pretty cool that you want to highlight. Send it to me. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, all things COVID. So here's a couple of things that have popped up on the radar. Obviously, what's happening in New York City is scaring me to death that some people will be much more vulnerable because of the FDNY having 24 houses go out with the vaccine policy that kicks in on November 1st in New York City because they don't want to get vaccinated. So they're saying, oh, well, that's, you know, we got to do this for now until something different happens, until we figure this out. When they say figure it out, meaning they'd have to get vaccinated or not, or is there going to be a testing protocol that's going to be set up? So there has been a delay with the FDA, by the way, on Moderna vaccines for adolescents, so kids, right? They need more time, they say, to evaluate whether a shot increases the risk of a rare cardiac side effect. Moderna also said it would delay asking the FDA for authorization for kids 6 to 11 years old. So they're being very, very careful about this because they see the possibilities, right? And this is because in several countries, Japan being one of them, there was concern that it did increase the risk of the heart problem for men 18 to 30. In Finland and Sweden, they've recommended against the use of Moderna for men younger than 30. So now in this country, trying to say that, well, let's see if kids are, you know, younger kids or adolescents, which would be 12 to 15, let's see if we can they can use it. Well, that's making you think twice about that, right? The dose is, so for the kids, 5 to 11, they would get two shots of 10 micrograms, they're calling it. The dose is one-third the adolescent and adult dose would be, and it's expected to be available for younger kids this week following the whole review process. Moderna said the safety of vaccine recipients is the biggest thing to them, the importance to them is that, so that's why they're working closely. And, you know, we already know a couple of months ago that the vaccine had been delayed because they're scrutinizing the higher risk of this heart condition in young men than in the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. That doesn't make you feel comfortable when you hear that. So I don't think many kids that fall into that category or any men under 30 are thinking, well, yeah, I need to, that's what I need to get because I'm seeing what happened in some of these other places. I mean, look, Moderna is saying more than 1.5 million adolescents have gotten their coronavirus vaccine and that the global safety database doesn't suggest an increase of this problem in that age group, but they said it does not yet have access to data from some of the international analysis that have recently come out. So that's all part of this, you know, whole thing of where is that headed. All right, because there are people who want to work are having to face the possibility of not working and they have to show a vaccine card, they're willing to pay for a fake one. And there are people that are selling fake, you know, fake COVID cards. So a Maryland man pled guilty to federal wire fraud conspiracy after he participated in a scheme that tried to sell COVID-19 vaccines. 25-year-old Oduna Alawada from Maryland faces about 20 years in prison after entering a guilty plea late on Friday. He and two other men were arrested in February for involvement in this scheme and this fraud, which consisted of appearing as Moderna and selling COVID-19 vaccines. They even set up a website, modernatex.shop, similar to the company's actual domain, modernatx.com. The website also included the use of the company's logos, colors, and markings. You had to think it'd be so easy to bust them up, right? The Moderna actual website lists how people can obtain the vaccine. The fake website included a link that said you may be able to buy a COVID-19 vaccine ahead of time with a link, contact us. So once they figured it out, they went undercover, Homeland Security did, an agent, got in touch with the number listed on the fake website within hours of the first connecting with the number. The agent got an invoice from the email for 200 doses of the vaccine, which said it cost $30 each. So then the agent was directed to pay to a bank account that belonged to one of the co-conspirators. Then days later, they were able to easily figure this out, unravel it, and arrest them for that, right? There was a Zelle account, a Cash App. I mean, they had to, especially copying the exact, almost exact things of Moderna, that this could easily be busted. And it was busted up, and so now this is those arrests that happened months and months and months ago, obviously the beginning of February, and now they're paying the piper for the day in court and then what ultimately, what will they be sentenced to in a federal, this would be a federal prison, so maybe up to 20 years, could be a little bit less than that, but certainly something of substance for doing that. And there's all kinds of people trying to, and as always, there's always scams. We know that, right? We're pretty aware of that. But this was a pretty interesting one because they definitely had gotten some people to buy into it. But yet I think once somebody that went undercover, that would have been pretty easy to, you know, unravel. Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. And one last thing on the whole vaccine and the mandates and what's happening next is, you know, you've got employers, government officials, healthcare workers, and other Americans that are pushing back against COVID-19 vax mandates. And the Biden administration is preparing to enforce nationwide mandates. So there, you've got people marching in streets, you have people resigning, you have demonstrations outside of government buildings. In New York City, you had a lot of those FDNY people and New York City police officers and others that were marched across the Brooklyn Bridge. It was like 5,000 people. I talked about that last week. You have several Republican governors, Texas, Florida, Missouri. They've got executive orders attempting to weaken local, federal, and employer-issued vaccine mandates. I mean, even in Wyoming, they have a special legislative session to try to find ways to block or weaken the vaccine rules. Iowa, add them to the list. Tennessee, they're trying to hold special elections to fight the mandates too. West Virginia, which has the lowest vaccination rate, has also launched a special session to talk about a proposal curtailing the powers of local health departments. So I think this, it's not that any of this is going to die down, but is there anything opponents of the vaccine mandate can do? The Supreme Court's already upheld several state and employer vaccination mandates, so there's probably very little that can happen. I mean, they're not blanket orders, but they cover tens of millions of people, from the 80 million workers at companies with 100 or more workers to the 17 million employees at hospitals and nursing homes and other healthcare facilities that are getting federal Medicare or Medicaid payments. And then you have contractors, and then you have, of course, the airlines, Delta, American, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, all part of that crew that are part of this, that come under that umbrella. So you've got governors and mayors that have their own vaccine mandates for specific populations, which we see in New York because that's a November 1st deadline, which that's going to be the talk of New York and I think other places starting again in the beginning of the week, to see how many people are off jobs and how many companies are short-handed and what does that mean to people who need some of that critical attention from those essential workers. I mean, that's the scary part of that. You know, the goal might be to get people protected, but then we're also unprotected in another way because of the lack of employees. So the vaccination rates might increase, but what is the cost? Mailbag next.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden at the G20 summit saying a news conference as he wrapped up his visit, major changes are coming to the type of energy being used in the United States as well as much of the world. As he spoke in Rome, the president said it's going to take some time to get the majority of the country's energy on wind and solar power, but cutting down on fossil fuels as much as possible is the ultimate goal.
We're going to stop subsidizing those fossil fuels. We're going to make significant changes. And it just makes the argument that we should move more rapidly to renewable energy.
Biden next heading to a UN climate conference. One person is dead. At least 9 others are wounded in a shooting in Texas at a Halloween party early today in Texarkana. A 20-year-old man died, 9 others wounded. So far, no arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News. Alec Baldwin saying little publicly about the accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Paparazzi did catch up with the actor in Vermont on Sunday morning, where he said he can't make any comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. Baldwin explaining that's only because there's an ongoing investigation, and he was told that he's not to speak to anyone about it. But he said, we are, quote, very, very well oiled, and the crew was shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened. He called it a one-in-a-trillion event. The Atlanta Braves could win the World Series tonight as they take on the Astros, hosting them in Game 5. They picked up a 3-2 win in last night's Game 4, thanks in large part to Dansby Swanson and pinch hitter Jorge Soler, who nailed back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to give the Braves that victory. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
So we are in the mailroom. Thanks for that. For all of you for sending me your virtual emails 24/7. I've said it a few times. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Big Al, who says, Kate, wow. Unbelievable now that I've actually been shopping. I've heard you talk about this a little bit. What's happening with the supply chain and how it's affecting us and what's going on with prices. I had massive sticker anxiety when I went to the store for the wifey, who I adore, who had a honeydew list that was so ridiculously long, but that's another story. She does so much for me. So I took that list, rolled it up in my pocket, and went through the Piggly Wiggly and several other stores, including that ripoff store, Whole Foods, and found that the bill was shocking for what I was paying for eggs, for milk, and several other staples. You can already feel the squeeze. There were a lot of things that were off the shelves that normally I would be able to find pretty easy, and I'm assuming so much of that is because of the woes that are now part of this infamous supply chain breakdown. And I would tell people out there that if you are planning on getting things for the holidays, you should hightail it to wherever you're going to go and get working on that, because you might find that a lot of things simply will not be there. Hey, thanks for that, Al. I wonder if on your honey-do list was Halloween candy. You know, I had a hard time getting Halloween candy, and I had some great kids, trick-or-treaters, that came to the door. I had Purge people, you know, The Purge, the movie, that whole series. I had everything from The Purge to innocent little princesses to somebody dressed like a giant chicken to some Nancys to some others to Trump Make America Great Again Part 2. It was really interesting to see how the kids were dressed, younger and older. And I had a hard time getting Halloween candy. I was looking, you know, I think if I had gotten in August, I would have been fine. But I was looking not just at the last minute, but I was looking weeks ago, and it was really dwindling. So I know that's an odd thing, you know, of all, maybe of everything. Why would there be problems with that? But because of trucks, you think of trucks and moving whatever the goods are, and then stocking up at a grocery store. And in my grocery store, when I see that a lot of something's missing, I ask them, and that's exactly what it is, that they haven't had a truck come in. Or I've been told before, well, the truck comes in Tuesday, so make sure you get here at, don't tell anyone I told you this, but get here at, like, 2:30, because by then some of that should be on the shelf. So I have my source as to when things are restocked in my grocery store of choice. So I totally feel you. And absolutely, groceries have gone up. Grocery prices have absolutely soared. And why do they keep going up? Part of that is because of simply the supply chain. And that can be trucks. That can be different ways of getting whatever it is to you, meat, poultry, fish, eggs. I think I did this the other day. They're up almost 6% over last year, 15% from prices in August 2019 before the pandemic. It's unprecedented times. I mean, that's the deal. You know, it is, again, trying to move it. Sysco, you see those Sysco trucks, you know, S-Y-S-C-O. It's the nation's really biggest food distributor. It has to be one of the biggest. They showed food inflation of 10.2% on their quarterly report. So they passed that along to restaurants, customers in return. That's what's buzzing in my backyard and yours. That's why you're seeing those prices, or just starting to notice that maybe a little bit more. You're paying higher prices, and that's happening everywhere, right? And some people are saying, well, why do we have, you know, we're over 18 months of the pandemic. Why are there still supply chain problems? And the answer to that question is complicated. Some of it is just because, you know, you've got people waiting for ingredients for their products. So if you're developing, if you have food and you're producing food, it can be as simple as that. The ingredients aren't there. Whether it's labor problems, shortages, weather, disruptions, some kind of disruptions, that's one of it. Then you've got the unpredictability of trucking and container ship transport across the board. We're seeing unprecedented times. It can be several things that affect it. Sad to say. All right, this one is from Buddy, who's listening to us in New Orleans, and he says, "Hello, Miss Kate. I was wondering if you, I know you watch the NFL games, if you happen to see what happened in with our quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. It was a win over the Buccaneers, but what was not good was Jameis Winston going out, and it looks like he's probably gone for the rest of the season." Oh, you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, look, a big win for New Orleans, and New Orleans now is, they're 5-2 in the NFC South. But by beating the Buccaneers, one thing that happened is Jameis Winston couldn't walk on his own. He had to walk on crutches, and Sean Payton even said after the game, he said, "I like cried when I saw him on crutches. I just, He said it was awful. He was carted off the field, knee injury in the second quarter of Sunday's game with that win over the Bucks. And, you know, it was a scary moment to see that. It was, because now you know there's just no way he's not coming back the rest of the season. And he was playing hard, too. He was really, really playing hard to try to really pull this out. And that's it. So now the Saints are in that unenviable position of, wow, we were pressing here. We felt good about this. And now we've got to make some moves. And, of course, the trading deadline is coming up. And there are other quarterbacks, obviously, on the list. So, yes, there are other quarterbacks that the Saints can go to. But the problem is, when you look at the depth of the roster, and so you say to yourself, well, I don't know, who is it going to be? Is it going to be Taysom Hill? The kid out of BYU, is going to be Ian Brook, who would step in there? Some would say, well, it would be Trevor who would do it. I mean, that's naturally, he would be the one that would come in. I'm saying long term. And of course, Trevor Siemian was the one who was there, who stepped in against the Buccaneers. But boy, yeah, it's tough to see that. Really tough to see it. All right, I love this name, Caesar. Hail Caesar. Caesar says, "Hey Kate, you know what? I'm looking at this delay of the Moderna vaccine for teenagers, and the reason why they're evaluating it, and it just." I'm glad they're evaluating it. It looks to me like if I had a kid that was that age, I would not be giving them that vaccine. I don't know that I'd be giving them the vaccine, because irregular heartbeats, not something I want to tackle. And I, of course, I'm glad that this is being triple checked. But in the reports from other countries, you know, even a few deaths or a few problems is one too many. It is an evil, ridiculous twist of fate that we have to all deal with when we have children and when we're concerned about, are we making the right move or not? I wonder how many parents feel like I do, and they're weighing the options and thinking, boy, I don't want my kid to get sick. Who am I listening to? What do I need to do here? Because I have had friends whose teenagers have gotten COVID and got really bad cases of it where they could barely walk up a staircase, and that scared me as well. But you certainly don't want to give your child of any age something that's not at least feeling a little bit safe about what it could possibly mean if they have some side effects. It's a real dilemma. Trust me, I guarantee other people in your audience are dealing with the same thing. Yeah, I have two cousins dealing with that are just tracking everything. One's a nurse, and they're watching to see, because they certainly, the eligibility is there, but what are they going to get? And it's a Moderna that they are waiting on. You know, it's not available at this time. It's supposedly going to be available once they get the approval from the FDA. But more information is good information, right? And you disseminate what happens with that information. In other words, you disseminate the bad from the good, from the what you believe and what you don't think is right, and then make that informed decision based on all of that. I mean, there's no exact here, right? Sadly, and that's the scary part of that, this whole thing. You know, trying to figure out the reality of, okay, we're not in this group. We're not in the 60 plus. We're not in the kids are grown up, blah, blah, blah. They're on their own. They have families of their own, and we're trying to help them as grandparents. Like, you're still in the middle of dealing with your own. And that is tricky, tricky, tricky. All right, coming up next, a mic drop moment I think you'll enjoy. Stay with us.
Drink SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks once again for hanging with us. So, check this out. Student loans. Did you have student loans? Did you not have to go through the rigmarole of figuring out ways to pay off your student loans? Because after you got that degree and you thought you were going to make so much money, it was tough getting a job in your field. Well, a California man paid off his student loans after eating at Six Flags Magic Mountain for 7 years. Here's what he did. He bought a $150 annual pass to eat dinner multiple meals at the park every day, right? So in addition to paying off his loans, he bought a house and got married. I'm really serious about this. 33 years old, he just committed to doing that. I'm going to do this for 7 years. I got that pass. That's what I'm going to do. So he took advantage. He figured out a way to work the system. And he started in 2014 when he was working as an intern in an office minutes away from the amusement park. So that's how he got that access. It's parking and two meals. He said if you time it right, you can eat both lunch and dinner every day. And he said he didn't think that he really ever went to the grocery store. And, you know, the kind of food he ate was burgers, fries, and pizza. It wasn't healthy, which he said was a little bit rough. But he paid off the student loans and was able to buy a house and get married. The exact amount of this student loan was, you know, covered. He figured all that out. And he estimated that he ate about 2,000 meals at the park over those years, paying 50 cents for every meal. After he got married, he stopped eating at Six Flags for dinner. And on the weekends, he still goes there to eat lunch, three lunches at least during the week. He said, "We just bought a house here, so I'm not really going to go anywhere. And as long as they keep changing the menu, well, then I'm pretty happy about that." Mic drop. You know what? It sounds good in a way, right? Like, hey, I like burgers, I like fries, but can you imagine that he's saying that they changed the menu now a lot, but at first it was the kind of eating the same thing over and over and over again. I feel you, Dylan. He figured out a way to make it happen, and he did it. They just did a story about him. I found this story in Mel magazine where he talked about being able to take advantage of the meals, you know, that he's an electrical engineer. So see, there you go. He's an electrical engineer. So he had to have an internship, right? And what was the path to, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Because I'm not making any money. So I've got an option here. He figured out I'm rolling up on this pass. And it makes sense, and so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm thinking, you know, beans, chili dogs, waffle fries, potato chips. I looked at some of the, I mean, it's carnival food. So he was eating carnival food, basically, that entire time, right? I mean, that's what it was. So while everybody else was spending however much they were spending going out to eat, he wasn't doing that. I mean, he said, you know, he would get a refillable soda cup, pizza, that kind of thing. And then also the other side of this is he liked roller coasters, so when he could jump on a coaster, he would do that. There is vegan options. I looked that up. They have meatless meatballs. They have black bean burgers. They have a couple of turkey dogs and, you know, whatnot. But but pretty much you're going to get that kind of fast food stuff like the ice cream, et cetera. But good for him for figuring out a way to hustle it and work it and doing what he had to do. I mean, again, there's somebody, there's a lesson in that, right? There's somebody who has to pay off these loans. How's he going to pay them off, still eat, survive? And California's expensive, especially in the area where he was, and he's an engineer. So he wasn't making big bucks, and he had to do this internship, and he wasn't getting paid a ton of money. Even as he moved up, he still had to figure out a way to get rid of those loans. And so he did what he had to do, sacrificing his body and nutrition to pay off those loans. Wow. I don't know. I thought it was a good mic drop. I did. I thought it was a good one. Be interesting. I mean, I never thought of doing that. What we would do is when I first started, when I got out of school and we had 5 cents in our pocket, and I was in El Paso, Texas, and I was in Kearney, Nebraska, they would sometimes order food in the newsrooms because I was in television news, or we would all cull our money together and have a joint dinner. Like somebody would bring pasta, somebody would bring something else, and that seemed to be a good way to stretch, you know, the dollars is what I'm thinking, right? All right, a little of this and a little of that, we're going to kind of move in that odds and ends direction. So things that you might not have seen from over the weekend. The White House press secretary tested positive for COVID, so did not go on that G20 trip. Jen Psaki She said she last saw the president out Tuesday outside while masked before he departed for Rome for that group of 20 summit. She had tested negative several times in between, and then she was transparent and said she tested positive. She had mild symptoms, and she's working remotely, because then you think of who could she have exposed, and of course the president is one of those people that she would have dealt with, but as she said, she had this negative test, so she didn't go on that trip or and doesn't go back to the White House, because they've got to be cautious about all the people that she would have dealt with and deals with at the White House with all the press corps that's there, conservative, not conservative, you know, liberal media, again, not liberal media, whatever sides they all reach, and they all cram into that room in the White House. So that would be not advised. So that's what she's absolutely doing. All right, you might have missed this. This is pretty interesting what's happened in the World Series and worth mentioning. The World Series has gotten pretty interesting because the Astros beat the Braves 9-5. Atlanta leads the series 3-2. They could have wrapped things up but didn't do that. So now there's another game on Tuesday, Game 6, and that will be at Minute Maid Park in Houston. And then if they go to a Game 7, that will be Wednesday, also November 3rd at Minute Maid Park. So it could finish that Houston ends up coming back, staves off elimination, and ends up winning the World Series, or the Braves move forward and wrap it up in the next game. So in the middle of everything else, yes, there is a World Series that is going on right now. All right, I saw an interesting story about this tug of war that's happening at schools, and I talk about it all the time, where at school board meetings you have people screaming about masks and no masks, vaxxing and no vaxxing, and this goes round and round and round, and of course it trickles down to the kids. They know what's happening at these meetings, and then some of them are at school, they're not at school. I think kids are definitely suffering serious burnout with all this nonsense, right? You know, look, the school board meetings across the country have been angry protests over the things I just said, masks and vaccines. And it's really gotten ugly in some cases. And then when you talk to the kids, they're tired of it. They say they're tired of everything that's been happening, especially the high school level kids. You know, they just want to get through this. They're trying to get through a difficult time because they're weary of everything that's happened with the pandemic and the things that they've missed. And then they got to take all these tests to try to test into colleges or whatever. And that makes it that much more difficult. That's just another layer of what has happened in the pandemic. All right, the music means I've got to exit. Thanks so much to Jeremy, the rock star here, for all his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.